and welcome to Bill and Jerry's excellent podcast, aka Spilling the Career Tea. I'm Vanessa Albert, and I have the pleasure of introducing your two hosts, Bill Fiss and Jerry Goldstein. Hi, you two.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you guys today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, but
this is our kickoff, you know.
It is. It's our intro, so it's exciting.
Okay. Just don't mess it up.
Yeah. So I guess I'll turn it over to you. What is this podcast about?
Bill and I share a passion for career services for young people. For me, it started during the pandemic when I realized that all my life I had been cultivating young talent. I was a partner in a law firm, and then in the corporate world, I always hired younger people and tried to develop their careers. Some of my assistants would go on to law school, or we would find other careers for people. And unbeknownst to me, I created this affinity for career development. Fast forward to the pandemic, many students wanted to move to New York. And I opened my network, helped them meet a lot of people, and I believe that's where you and I met, Bill.
Yeah, but you still don't know how we met or remembering how we met?
We don't remember.
We'll come back to that. Yeah, you know, I think what Jerry says is spot on. For me, I spent my entire career in HR at Citi, the financial services firm, and a lot of what I did there, in addition to supporting senior people, was younger people, people just starting out, students looking for internships, getting their first full-time job, as you're about to do, et cetera. And I just found that there's so much enthusiasm from these early career professionals to get information and to get guidance. You know, I certainly loved helping senior people, but I found that my passion is really to help early career people figure it out. So our podcast, and this is the introductory version of it, is going to be all about careers and career readiness.
Right. It's the culmination of a relationship that Bill and I have developed over the years where we've helped so many students. We felt like, let's go the next step and start a podcast. So with that said, Vanessa, how do we know you? Tell us about you. Where are you at this point in your career? I know, but for the sake of Bill and the audience, tell us where you're at.
So I work with Jerry at Fordham University. I'm going to graduate in a few months, which is, it's spring 2025. So I'm about to start in my kind of career. And so I've had the pleasure to work with Jerry and work kind of with alumni, and I've learned a ton about networking. And I think that honestly, your help with like networking and learning how to network and creating one, both through the Fordham Alumni Center, but just people I've met, has been really great. And I kind of am starting to understand like what it's going to take for me to start my career, which is exciting.
And that's why we have you here today as our moderator, host, you know, producer, all the above, but probably most importantly, to keep us honest, right? Are we talking about real stuff that matters to early career professionals, students, and those about to begin their career? And you know that best because you're smack in the middle of that. So if we say anything that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'll call you out on it.
You got to call us out on that. I promise to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess I know you both mentioned like your backgrounds a little bit, but and we also mentioned some like career readiness. So I know this podcast is about career readiness. So I'll just have you guys kind of explain maybe to our younger viewers or people who aren't sure what that means, kind of what is career readiness and what are kind of the categories within it?
Yeah,
sure. So career readiness means different things to different people. And that's a big part of what this podcast is also about. What do these things really mean? And how can we help tell you what those essential skills are that employers may be looking for? And that's what career readiness is to me. It's helping find the essential skills that you possess, and maybe you lack a little bit, but we can help you develop so that when you're applying for a job and when you are starting your career, and as your career grows, you can be the best employee possible while not giving up the values that are important to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I'm retired from Citi, the financial firm, now after 40 years there. And I've started a little part-time gig called Early Career Executive Coaching. And it goes to the heart of career readiness. But it's a broad topic, right? Because the way I kind of think about it, it starts with, and we can chat about that, what do you want to do? You know, as a student, as a about to graduate, what do you want to do in life and career? And then how do you get there? How do you get started? And then, to your point, Jerry, there's another piece. When you enter the quote-unquote real world, how do you distinguish yourself? But there are so many topics that, and hopefully we'll get to a few of them, but I think it begins with, as I think about, I would ask you, have you thought about what you want to do and getting ready for your career?
I mean, not everyone knows my story, but I started college bio pre-med. I thought I was going to go to med school. And so I got to New York and I realized I saw myself in like 10 years out, like about to become like, you know, finishing my residency. And I was like, I think I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. And so I took some time and I went through a whole bunch of different majors. I went through, which I think it's common for people to switch majors, but I went through like journalism, computer science, and I finally landed on, I want to go into like television production. And it really took soul searching almost to kind of figure out what I wanted to do and what I was really passionate about.
Yeah, but think about that if I can probe just a little bit. Why med school in the beginning? Were you influenced by somebody who said that's what you need to do, but maybe you figured out you didn't want to do that? Like, what happened?
It was a mix. So, like, my grandfather is a doctor.
Yeah, there you go.
And my dad is a dentist. And my mom's, like, cousin is a team doctor for an NHL team. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, I love sports, and I would love to be a team doctor. And I think it was kind of a mix between being surrounded by people in the medical profession and then also, I wouldn't say pressure from my family, but a little bit of like a push of like, this is a good career. It's a steady career. You'll make a decent living. So I think it was a mix between those two things.
Yeah, but then what caused the pivot early on? What caused the doubt? Maybe this isn't what I want to do.
I think I sat in my first biology class and I was like, I don't know. And it wasn't that like it didn't come easy. Or, I mean, obviously science is hard, but it wasn't that, you know, I was like bad at it or I didn't do well. But I was like, I just don't think I'm passionate about it. And I chose passion over, I guess.
Well, that's great. And that's what college should be all about, right? Exploration, finding your passion, and going into a career where when you wake up every day, you're happy to be going to work. You're happy to be doing what you're doing. That's kind of career readiness. And if I had to wrap it up in one word, Bill, I think I would say career readiness is confidence. Going into your first job, knowing what you want to do, knowing you want to be there, and having the confidence to excel in that job. Potential employers will pick up on that. They'll see it and they'll want you to be part of their team.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Jerry. And I think there are so many different elements of that, right? How do I prepare for interviewing? How do I prepare for networking? How do I prepare for the first 60, 90 days when I enter the job market and I'm really in a job, and how do I distinguish myself? So we'll get into some of that, but broadly, that's the reason why, again, we think this podcast series, today being the introductory session of it, could in fact be very valuable to early career professionals trying to figure it out.
So, Vanessa, what's it like looking for a job for you right now?
It's interesting. I actually, so with the Fordham Pro or with Fordham University, we have a great mentoring program, and I actually talked to my mentor yesterday, and she was really helpful. She sent me some jobs at her company that she was like, if you're interested, let me know and I'll help you apply. I know the job market is definitely not the best right now, especially with like production and television and film jobs. So it's a little, it's almost disheartening, like hearing people talk about it. It's almost like, well, how am I with a person who has like a few internships but no real full-time experience gonna get a job? Mm-hmm. So it's a little overwhelming, but I'm just trying to talk to, I guess, the adults in my life who have maybe been working for a little while and kind of getting as much advice and trying to absorb, kind of being a sponge and absorbing everything that I possibly can, so that when I do get an interview or I do get an opportunity to show myself, I can really excel in that spot.
So, you know, Bill, my passions lie around mentoring and networking. So I'm so glad to hear that it's going well for you. We really have to tap into that mentor network. And it means, again, one of those things that means so much to so many people, so mm-hmm. many different things, right? So what I'd like to do on this podcast is set aside a little time, if it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode, maybe we could bring in a mentee, a young person,
mm-hmm.
to describe some of the ways that they've been affected by their mentor. Maybe we could dedicate 10 minutes or so every episode. What do you say?
First of all, anything you tell me we should do, I'm going to do, Jerry, right? I'm not going to challenge you on any of that. But no, absolutely.
Wait, can you talk to my wife about that?
No comment there. But no, I think that is the essence, because look, both of us have experiences, right? And we've learned personally from those experiences, right? And I think those experiences count, mm-hmm. right, for something. But we also have to listen very intently to what others are telling us, our target audience, right? Vanessa, you and your colleagues. So, I think the idea of not only bringing in guests, right, which we are going to do, again, today's introductory, right, and Vanessa's our guest, right, and moderator, but also bringing in individuals that represent, they're on the journey. They're on the career readiness journey, and they're going to tell us their experiences. So 100%, I think that makes sense.
Great. What else do you have for us?
What else do I have? I guess we have covered a lot through like vagueness, but kind of what is, I guess, the benefit of viewership? So why would people want to listen in on this podcast?
So I'm hoping that we can have authentic conversations that will really resonate with early career professionals and students who are starting out. I think it's important to know that it wasn't easy for me, wasn't easy for Bill. We had to find our way, just like you. I was told you can be a doctor, a lawyer, or an accountant.
Ooh.
Or they weren't going to pay for me to go to college. So I enrolled at University of Miami, and I was pre-med. And as soon as I had to dissect something, I was out. This isn't for me. So I went into accounting. And as soon as I took my accounting courses, I was just bored to tears, and it didn't resonate with me. So I literally chose the passion for me was finance and marketing. And it took a lot of convincing to my family that this would be worth it, because I promise I'll go to law school after I graduate. And that you could go to law school without being pre-law, right? So it definitely wasn't easy for me, and I bounced around a lot. And even after I became a lawyer, I wasn't sure what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. But the one thing I did know was networking was fun for me, and that the fruits of my networking labor were plentiful. So I hope things like that can resonate, real life stories. I hope that we have the ability to connect with our hosts, the audience, fellow listeners, however you're tuning into this podcast. I hope we can connect. We'd love to take questions. Every week we'll put up a website where you can submit your questions. I think you've brought some questions for us today, and we want to be as accessible, right, Bill?
Yeah, no, you hit on some key points there, and I think we've touched on it, and we'll go deeper in future sessions here, but and you already mentioned it as well. You know, how do you know when you're in school? You know, you've worked hard to get in, and I'm also a University of Miami alum, so go Canes, right? For anybody who cares, I do. Jerry does. I don't know if Vanessa does.
My cousin goes.
So. All right, there you go. Yeah, we're big, big Miami.
There's always a connection there between Fordham and Miami.
Yeah,
I've learned all about the mascot, all about
there
the
you
new
go.
Buildings.
Who is the mascot?
It's
a bird.
It's a bird. I don't know. I can't remember the name, but it's the first bird to come back after a hurricane.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
Jerry's taught me well.
There you go. But, you know, so think of, you know, I go back to my experience. I didn't know, right? I'm the oldest of four in my family, right? And first to go to university, right? And why did I go to Miami? The real reason? My parents would vacation in Miami Beach all the time, right? They'd take me down there as a kid. And what did I know? And I got in, and all of a sudden, I get thrown on a plane, and I'm at the University of Miami, right? By the way, I would never get in today. I don't know if you would. Would you?
Doubtful.
Yeah, I would not, because I was a good student, but not a great student. But anyway, to the point, I was into business school and studied management, and I had a minor in journalism, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, right? But I did know, to your point, you love to network, right? I like to coach and lead and influence as a kid. Others, friends, right? So that kind of stuck with me, and I majored in management, right? And I was an RA in the dorms, got my door blown off every Saturday night because only because they liked me, right? And the point I'm making is there are elements there of what you enjoy that somehow permeated into a career in the future. Did I know I wanted to be an HR professional? No way. But it just sort of happened. But I think, I love your view on this, you know, there are elements of your life experiences and skills that then lead to, and you said it, what am I passionate about? What would I want to do? What's going to make me happy, right? And it sort of evolves. It's certainly not linear. And that, in my story, you know, I ended up at a big financial firm. And I stayed there for 40 years. I did a lot of different things. But I knew that I enjoyed what I did. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's sometimes, I guess this isn't, eventually we'll get back to the questions. I do have a few. But yeah. I guess that's kind of a question for me of, like, my grandma always told me, like, if you have two job choices, there's one and one has more money, but it will make you less happy. And the second one has, like, less money, but will make you happy. Like, choose the first one. Choose the one with more money. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, wait. She said choose the one with more money? I'm sorry, Grandma. I would disagree. But, and for the short reason already mentioned, do something you're passionate about, and you'll make more money over time would be my view. What do you think?
Yeah, I think generations prior to ours were very keyed in that success was salary. And there weren't a lot of choices. There wasn't a high level of technology. The economies and the world wasn't very global. We were more industrialized. So I was told that also when I was young. Like I said, going back to you, you'll be a doctor, a lawyer, or an accountant. But that's not really true today. Today you can do so many different things, and your passions become your skills. And I feel like with the changes in economy all the time and the technology advances, You should just do what you love and what you're the best at doing, and the rest will fall into place. You'll find your way. And I also believe that when you're doing something you're passionate about, you'll be paid a lot of money to do it.
Yeah. Okay. That is the point. You know, I'm reminded often, you know, I have this little consulting business, and sometimes I meet sophomores, right, in their second year at school, whatever, and they know somebody has told them they want to be in financial services. I want to be an investment banker. And I kind of roll my, I'm no disrespect, I'm not a fan, right? Why? It's a tough life. 80, 90 hours, you get your butt kicked, whatever, and you spend 2 years and off you go. So many different things you could do. So I say to them, you sure? Why? Because I was told, right, maybe by their grandma, right, you're going to make money, you should be an investment banker. But then 2 years later, they come to me and say, I'm burnt. I got to get out of this. It's not what I want to do. And I never realized that. So, you know, it goes to, I think, a lot of what we're going to do in future sessions here. How do you prepare? How do you know what you want to do? How do you go through that structure of figuring out, aligning career with skills? We'll be right back.